B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
This second date update on the 10s is brought to you by Dunkin'. Sipping is believing. Come into Dunkin' and get $2 medium lattes and cappuccinos from 2 to 6 p.m. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclude signature lattes.
Luna.
Hey.
What's up? What's up? How can we help you?
So, I met this awesome guy, Ronald. Super into him. We've gone on like a bunch of dates. The main thing is like our sexual chemistry is bananas.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be honest, we've really been having some good times. Like,
yes.
Yeah. It's been getting hot and heavy. He's like really hot. He's just like super intense. We have like a real awesome intensity. Just been going at it, but also just having fun on our dates. We get along. And then it's awesome when we get home or back to our place, you know. It's so hot. And it's been going really well. But all of a sudden, I don't even know what's happening, but it feels like he's blowing me off all of a sudden. Like, we were supposed to have a date. Now he's postponed it, like, 3 times. Mm. And it feels like he's trying to, like, push me away, but I have no idea why. Like, I can't think of anything. Everything's been all good and, like, super hot. And I have no idea why.
Maybe his wife got back from her vacation.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Now, at any point when you were, doing things to him, did you take your gum out of your mouth and stick it in his pubes?
Jeez. No. And believe me, I've been down there hundreds of times.
All like, right,
I've
okay.
I've been down there a lot.
Okay, so he hasn't given you at least a complete, like, blow-off. It seems like it could be like the Melissa situation, actually. Maybe.
You never know.
You never know. Okay, so here's what we'll do. We'll give him a call for you and see if we can set you back up, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Ronald?
Yep.
Oh, perfect. Ronald, please do not hang up. And we're sorry for calling you so early. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to get in contact with you on their behalf. And it's for a good reason.
I'm sorry. This is a radio thing?
Yeah, we're just calling on behalf of somebody who gave us your phone number. I'm going to tell you, it's a female. You know her. And I'll tell you right now, she likes you. She feels like you have a chemistry with her. And she would like to take you out on a date that we would pay for.
Okay, sorry. It's a little early for me to digest this. Who called you for a... I'm going on a date with them or something?
Yeah, yeah. What? And I'm going to tell you her name. You know, I'll just tell you her name and then I'll tell you what we have to offer. Because I think you're going to like this. Her name is Luna.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, I didn't think I'd be dealing with this right now. I gotta pass on that one, man.
No, okay, so she was telling us about like when you guys hung out and stuff, and she says she feels like you have a great chemistry, especially in the bedroom. She said that, you know.
Yeah. I just I can like say stuff on here, or am I gonna get you guys in trouble for like
I'll say whatever you want.
Or something.
Yeah, and whatever it is that, like, if you're not feeling it, that'd be great if you could tell us exactly what it is, because then we'll just relay the message to her and, you know, she'll leave you alone.
And then I don't have to do it? Okay. Well, all right. So we got this kind of hot and heavy thing going, and we were, like, kissing, and then she, like, flipped me upside down, like that WWF stuff, like that one guy, like Tombstone. So it's like a standing 69 thing. And yeah. I'm impressed she can even do that. Like, I weigh a 180, I'm 6'1", you know, like.
Wait.
Damn, really?
Wait, hold on. I got to picture this. She picked you up upside down, and you're naked?
Yeah. My legs are sticking up in the air like antennas, man.
And you're naked.
Wow, she must be strong.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she wasn't that strong because she dropped me on my head.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, and I'm like seeing stars and stuff. And so I do my best for the rest of the session. I don't remember a lot of it, to be honest. The next day, I wake up and I'm not feeling good at all. I'm like nauseous and all this. I go to the doctor. I got a level one concussion. I'm in like concussion protocol. Like if I was in the NFL.
Wait a minute, Ronald.
He'd be sidelined for two games.
Ronald, yeah, Ronald. Luna is on the phone and she heard what you said.
She's there?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me? Like, you got. I mean, I had no idea. Why didn't you just tell me this? I had no idea. Like, you were concussed. Like, I'm so sorry.
I went through the floor. I landed so hard. How did you not know?
In my defense, he did the same thing to me the night before, and I thought it was pretty amazing, so I wanted to try it. I mean, I'm kind of proud of myself. I could lift him up like that. I didn't know I could even do that.
She weighs 105 pounds. It's not impressive for me to do it.
So, Ronald, the reason we're calling you is that, and I think that we can make this work. Like, once you start feeling better, do you think that, you know, you and Luna could see each other again?
I'm very hesitant about this. Like, I'm literally walking around with the lights off in my house. I can't look at the TV. I can't look outside. I'm a little scared of you. I want to say yes, but I don't want to say no. I'm very much on the fence here. And it's just because of my own physical safety and the fact that I reverted back to having the cognitive skills of an 8-year-old right now. So you're going to have to tell me where to go and like lead me down the hall and everything.
That sounds like a yes to me.
I'm really good at nursing someone back to health.
There you go. Listen, just set some ground rules, at least until Ronald gets better. Like, no Ronald going upside down until he feels better.
Like, I'm a bottom for a while now, okay?
I promise no pile drivers. I promise. I won't do it. I'll be good.
So is that a yes, Ronald?
Yeah, okay. But like, for like a month from now.
But that's fine. I'll take it. That's two yeses in 2020. We're doing amazing this year.
All right. Pray for me.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.